It would be great if, you know, just echoing your comments on the importance of shared governance, if we might recognize Nick Rouboulis at this time. Can we do that, you and I?
Sure, please do.
Nick, would you come up?
If anybody would like to get an understanding of the importance of shared governance, just look at Nick's arm. Nick's been a great friend to all of us as trustees and a great mentor and tutor to me in particular. We met two times and probably talked four times before I joined the board, and they were critically important for my own leadership here, so I appreciate everything you've done for me. I guess on behalf of the entire university community, we want to thank you for your capable leadership of the University Senate's conference for the past year. Nick is the Gutskall Professor in the Department of Educational Policy, Organization, and Leadership at the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign. His primary research focuses on philosophy of education, teaching through dialogue, and technology and education. He is the director of the Ubiquitous Learning Institute dedicated to the study of new models of anywhere, anytime education. He has published several papers and given numerous talks on ubiquitous learning. He is currently the educational director for the National Center on Professional and Research Ethics located at Illinois as well. His most recent books are Showing and Doing, Wittgenstein as a Pedagogical Philosopher, co-authored by Michael Peters and Paul Smares. He also wrote Feminism and Educational Research, which he co-authored with Wendy Coley. Dr. Bourboulis has been on the USC from 2007 to 2013 and was the chair this year, 12 to 13. He served on the UIUC SEC chair in 2007 and 8 and 8 and 9 and vice chair from 2006 through 2007. He has served as a senator for most of the years from 1993 on, and we appreciate all of those long, I guess 93 on. He served as the General University Policy Committee Chair in 2011 through 13, and has served as the on the Conference on Conduct Governance and Committee Chair 2002-2003 and the year before as well. On behalf of the entire board, we'd like to thank you for everything that you've done. It's incredible. I can't imagine that anybody's taken more of their volunteer time and allocated to the university. And we have a plaque to help commemorate all that you have done for us. So thank you very much, Nick.
Nick, I would just echo our chairman's comments. You've been tireless. I've called you at many inopportune times, and you've always found a moment to discuss issues with me. I value your advice, and I will continue to seek it as we go forward. But thanks for your commitment to the University of Illinois.
Thank you, Nick. Do you want to say anything, Nick?
I'll be saying some things later.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask Trustee Asara, Trustee McMillan, and Trustee Montgomery, and Trustee Strobel to come forward and to introduce their new charges, which are a wonderful group of new trustees from the students on the three campuses. So.
The Board of Trustees often has very pleasant experiences through our terms on the board, and today certainly is one of those very, very pleasant experiences. We value our student trustees so much. They're so much a part of the board. We respect them just as much as we do the other board members. So we're here today to introduce them and recognize them. We, a year ago, developed a mentor relationship with our student trustees. Of course, we want the trustees to feel comfortable contacting any of us when they wish, but we hope that they'll have a very special relationship with their mentor. And so at this time, I'm going to ask each of the mentors to call up his or her student trustee and introduce them to all of us. So I'd ask Trustee Strobel to please begin.
I'm very happy to introduce you to Jamal Hollins, who is our student trustee representing the Springfield campus. Jamal is from Flossmoor, Illinois, and is majoring in computer science. His past leadership experiences include serving as a member of the Leadership for Life Service Group, treasurer of the Student Organization Funding Association, and treasurer of the Student Government Association. As SGA treasurer, Jamal led initiatives such as the 99 Problems and You Can Fix One campaign, which we really need, and the Star Rewards program. He served as a member of the UIS Campus Senate, as an undergraduate student representative to the Academy Integrity Council, and as a member of the search committee for the Associate Director of Student Life position. He also served as captain of the UIS squash team, and his predecessor, John Tinkin, was founder and captain also. I am very happy that I have been given the responsibility for being his mentor, and I feel that he's going to mentor me as much as I could possibly mentor him. So congratulations.
Michael, will you come forward, please? Good. I, too, am delighted to have the opportunity to introduce you to Michael Cunningham, student trustee representing the Urbana campus. Mr. Cunningham is from River Grove, Illinois, and is a double major in economics and political science. He is the former president of Pi Kappa Alpha fraternity and is also a member of the Pi Phi Gamma Nu professional business fraternity. The past two summers, Mr. Cunningham has interned for 9th District Cook County Commissioner Peter N. Silvestri, where he worked on the county agenda and constituent services. This summer, he plans to intern for a middle market investment bank in Chicago. And welcome, Michael. All right. It's a pleasure to present you with the trustee's pen, and keep up the good work.
Danielle, it's your turn. It is my pleasure to introduce to you Danielle Leibowitz. Danielle is serving on the Board of Trustees and representing the Chicago campus. Danielle lives in Chicago. She told me though this morning that her parents have moved to Florida, but she's left you here to live in Chicago. We're glad that you're doing that. Danielle is majoring in mathematics, in the teaching of mathematics program, but you've also told me that you're taking a minor in psychology also. She's in the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences and a member of the Honors College. Her past leadership experiences are quite significant, including committee chair of the University and Governmental Relations Committee with the Undergraduate Student Government, committee member of the UIC Senate, a member of the Internal Review Committee of Student Support Programs, also a member of the Advising in Transition Committee. I like that. That might be something we would work on, President Easter. For Student Success Task Force, Danielle also has been recognized as a recipient of the Chancellor's Student Service and Leadership Awards Program. Also, she will be featured in an upcoming LAS View book, which is great also. I've had the opportunity over the last month or so to visit several times about opportunities that Danielle has already identified that we ought to be thinking about. I think we're really blessed to have Danielle as a part of our trustee body and looking forward to working with you this coming year. And this is your official pen. Congratulations.
At this time, we will have our official installation of our new trustees. The statutes of the state of Illinois provide that there shall be, quote, one voting student trustee designated by the governor from one campus of the university and one non-voting student member from each campus not represented by the voting student member. The method of selecting student members has been determined by campus-wide student referenda on each of the campuses of the university. The student members serve a term of 1 year beginning on July 1 of each year. In the installation of all members of the board, we tend to emphasize the duality of responsibility of the trustees. On the one hand, a deep interest and loyal support of the University of Illinois, and on the other, a stewardship on behalf of the people of Illinois, a difficult interrelationship, which as trustee one must define and carry out for oneself, but in no way an incompatible one. Inevitably, the student member feels a kinship and accountability to the student body. On the other, no less than any of us, the view of the university and its service necessarily must be broader than any one student constituency or any one campus. This is a challenging perspective for us to maintain and a learning process for us all. Your trustee mentor has provided you with a trustee pin on the university ribbon. Notice the ribbons reflect the colors of the university. Red, Chicago campus, white, Springfield campus, and orange, Urbana-Champaign campus. All are unified on a field of blue. As a member of the board, I welcome you to this fellowship of responsibility and invite your interest and contributions to the deliberation of this board. Congratulations to each and every one of you, and thank you for the mentors for the service that you will provide to these wonderful student trustees. Thank you.
Everybody looking here? Thank you.